ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crafts allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Later on, we're going to talk about how Gavin Newsom has, to use their favorite expression, undermined our democracy, quote, quote, in California. Speaking of which, how does California spend $24 billion over 5 years in taxpayer money to address homelessness only to see it get worse? How does it happen? And Donald Trump is expanding the White House ballroom. Not one dime of taxpayer money being used. However, Hakeem Jeffries, even though he knows it's privately funded, implied it was going to be investigated anyway. Why would you have an investigation into the expansion of the ballroom in the White House when not one dime of public money is being used? And Trump is seeking $230 million from the Department of Justice for what Trump considers to be the bogus prosecutions and the expense to defend them and punitive damages. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. But first, a pair of indictments was announced by a U.S. attorney in Brooklyn federal court today involving separate schemes in which three current and former NBA players and coaches work with other defendants to defraud gamblers and online betting firms out of millions of dollars. Number 44.
And for him to come down should tell you the importance of this historic case. I'm Christopher Rea, the assistant director in charge of the FBI New York field office. Today, as you've heard, our office conducted a massive nationwide takedown from two indictments of 34 defendants for their alleged involvement in two separate illegal poker and sports betting schemes where, as you heard, the odds were rigged in their favor. Among these defendants are 13 members and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families, to include capos and soldiers from these families. Additionally, as you heard, current and former NBA coaches and players are also implicated, to include Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier. Three of the named defendants are charged for their alleged roles in both schemes. This alleged illegal gambling operation hustled unwitting victims out of tens of millions of dollars and created a financial pipeline for La Cosa Nostra to help fund and facilitate their organized criminal activity. Victims were attracted to play alongside well-known professional athletes and coaches like Chauncey Billups, only to be unknowingly deceived through rigged shuffling machines, fixing the odds in their favor, as alleged and as you just heard from the U.S. Attorney's Office. This alleged scheme wreaked havoc across the nation, exploiting the notoriety of some and the wallets of many to fund the Italian crime families here in New York. Let me be clear about this fact. The FBI has not and will never take their eye off the ball when it comes to Italian organized crime in this city, specifically the LCN and the five families here in New York. We are not going to permit any criminal enterprise, whether it be Italian organized crime, Asian organized crime, Eurasian organized crime, we're not going to permit any of those organized crimes, families, and organizations to operate in our city or our country, as evidenced by the 11 states that were also participating in this operation today. The FBI office here in New York remains committed to eradicating all unlawful revenue streams fueling this criminal activity. As with most cases we work, this is only the tip of the iceberg for the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Our LCN squad agents and analysts are continuing to work day and night with the Eastern District of New York to ensure members and associates of the five families cannot continue to wreak havoc in our communities.
Now, I've mentioned earlier in the show, this is day 23 of the shutdown. I really want to hear from people who have been affected one way or the other. 888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE. And if so, whom do you blame? So give us a call if you have been affected. This is day 23. Pretty soon the food stamps program is going to run out. Democrats voted against funding for military and essential personnel. Now, let me say something about the ballroom Trump wants to expand. Here is what Stephen Colbert, indicating how afraid they are to attack Donald Trump. I'm being sarcastic. They're not at all afraid, even though Donald Trump supposedly is persecuting comedians. Number five.
When we learned that to make room for his stupid giant ballroom, Donald Trump has approved the demolition of the entire East Wing of the White House. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I understand this is not the first wing he's destroyed, but it's the first one that wasn't covered in buffalo sauce. And this one is truly heartbreaking. We have a photo to show you, but I'll show you later because I want you to laugh at some of these jokes. He is literally erasing U.S. history, a feat previously achieved only by the Florida School Board.
Now, two things about this, or three things. First of all, you see that he's equally aggressive in attacking Trump as he was before Jimmy Kimmel was sidelined for a few days. So they're not the least bit afraid, least bit scared. Secondly, he made a joke about Donald Trump being fat. First wing he destroyed that wasn't dipped in sauce. Donald Trump lost a lot of weight. I haven't heard a fat joke in a long time. And finally, Colbert said, they're literally erasing history by destroying that part of the White House. To a bunch of people who had no problem with statues being torn down, George Washington being torn down, Abraham Lincoln being defaced, Confederate generals' statues being torn down. Talk about erasing history. And Hakeem Jeffries knows that not one dime of taxpayer money is going to be spent for this expansion, yet he wants to investigate it anyway. Number 48.
Any executive authority. And more likely, this is part of what Donald Trump has been doing since day one of his presidency, running the largest pay-to-play scheme in the history of the country, and probably soliciting donations from people who've got business before the United States government. And all of this is going to have to be investigated. It will. All of this will have to be uncovered. It will. And these people are going to be held accountable no matter how long it takes. That's going to be the reality of the situation. And that's our warning to all of these people participating in this scheming to manipulate taxpayer dollars and, of course, to destroy the people's house. The White House belongs to the American people. It doesn't belong to Donald Trump.
Scheming to manipulate taxpayer dollars by getting donations so taxpayer dollars are not used to expand the ballroom. And he says that Donald Trump is doing this so he could be celebrated like a king. Meaning, I guess, his successor, if they're Democrats, won't be using this expanded ballroom, number 42.
Donald Trump is once again preparing to fly out of the country. The east wing of the White House is being demolished so that Donald Trump can construct a ballroom where he will be celebrated like a king. And at the same time, Trump is trying to rob taxpayers of $230 million to continue to line his pockets. And yet Republicans have zero interest, none, in addressing the health care crisis that they've created, just devastating people all across the country.
We're going to talk about the $230 million to which Hakeem Jeffries referred later on this hour. Meanwhile, Rand Paul said this, number 35.
President Trump paying for the renovations at the White House. Good news?
You know, I'm not losing a lot of sleep over it. I would say when I rank my top 10 worries for the country each night, the ballroom construction's not on the list.
Okay. Hillary Clinton, does she have any grounds to actually criticize this, given her history at the White House?
You know, the Clintons are the gift that keeps on giving. There is no end to Clinton stories, Clinton scandals, and ridiculous statements from them. So I'm happy to take a chuckle and listen to anything about the Clintons anytime I have a little extra time.
All right.
Hillary says he's trashing the White House. Can you say Monica Lewinsky denigrating the White House? Are you kidding me?
There he goes.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-367-2816. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-367-2816 or BigLou.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrest. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. No shortage of things to cover. Let me remind you, there are only 7 days remaining in my campaign to help raise donations for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and the awesome work they do throughout Israel, even as President Trump's peace plan is being implemented. Yale Eckstein, the president of the fellowship, says even in peacetime, there's so much to be done.
Well, Larry, I believe everyone can make a difference through prayer and through action. So firstly, I would say continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Just like it says in the scriptures, God makes big promises for people who bless Israel. Of course, we know Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless Israel. And we know that God says pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And everyone who does that is blessed in return. And so I would say pray, pray, pray. I believe that we are facing a spiritual warfare, and the answer is spiritual as well.
Getting President Trump's peace plan fully implemented, it's going to take a lot longer. So at the top of my homepage at LarryElder.com, there's a bright red banner reading, Israel Still Needs Help, which is why I'm partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to let them know that my audience is still standing with Israel. You can tell the people of Israel that you are with them by supporting the fellowship today. Again, there's that banner posted on the top of my homepage at LarryElder.com where you can make a generous gift of any amount you wish to support the IFCJ, or you can phone your gift to my special number, 800-728-1331, 800-728-1331. And thanks to a generous fellowship supporter, for a limited time, the impact of your gift doubles. 800-728-1331, 800-728-1331, or just click on the IFCJ banner at LarryElder.com, IFCJ banner at LarryElder.com. Phil is in Philadelphia. Phil, always nice to hear from you.
Yes, Larry?
Yes, sir.
Larry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I had an idea for this election day coming up. They had no King's Day last week. Why don't we have no Bling Day? And let Soros know that no matter how much money he's pumping in to destroy this country, we're not going to stand for it anymore. Americans can get out, en masse, Republican, Democrat, Independent, vote Republican straight up and down the ballot and put this guy out of business. I mean, I'm tired of him, you know, the chance of sending your little boy to school and having a little girl come home. I mean, this guy is just trying to desperately, and he's on the brink of destroying our country. So we could have a no-bling day on election day.
Yeah, and he's the guy that essentially got your DA Krasner elected.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that it's I'm telling you, it's so messed up here in Philly with this crime. It's just out of hand. We need President Trump to send his troops here.
And Phil, Krasner gets impeached, and the Senate doesn't even take up the trial, so he gets impeached, and there's no trial. What is that all about?
We have a big election coming up here in Philly. We got three judges because they control the maps, these judges on the Supreme Court in PA.
Right.
And one of them is Dougherty. His brother just went to jail for the Electricians Union off. You probably didn't hear about that, but I mean, these people are just they're insane.
Yeah, the corruption in your town, Phil, is just off the charts. I remember a few years ago, every single member of your council was under investigation, if not under indictment, and nobody went to jail. The AG dismissed all the charges.
Yeah, now it's spin the wheel. It's the wheel of indictment in here. Hey, Larry, real quick. This history repeating itself up in New York City with Mondami and Cuomo, I'm telling you, it's like 90 years ago. It's either the choice between Hitler or Goebbels. I mean, Curtis Sliwa has been on the streets for 50 years, blood, sweat, and tears, defending New York City. And they got to come out and vote for this guy. Because do you think Cuomo's going to be nicer this time if we get another pandemic? No, he sent 25,000 seniors to their eternity by not letting them get medical treatment. And remember how President Trump had that ship in the New York Harbor? And he didn't let one person get on that ship.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Phil, thank you very much for the call. I don't compare Cuomo to Goebbels or to Hitler. And Mondami, you know, there was a cartoon that was done by Antonio Branca, a friend of mine, showing a plane going into the tower, and the plane is red and has a sickle on it. And I posted it on social media, and I put hashtag socialism. And I got blasted by a newspaper called The Independent. They quoted some people who had lost people on 9/11 and said, how dare Elder be so insensitive? And I was talking about what Mondami is going to do to New York. His socialism would destroy it if any of his plans went through. Government-owned grocery stores, massive rent control, much higher taxes on millionaires and billionaires, and they're going to be leaving en masse. I heard a piece of a realtor in Palm Beach, Florida, being interviewed. And she says, Zoran Mondami, pictures on the wall. And it says Salesman of the Year. That's what he's doing to that city. And I cannot believe that in a city that large, biggest city in America, the two people comes down to, if Curtis Sliwa drops out, and it's a lot of pressure for him to do that, will be Cuomo and Mondami. Are you kidding me? Those are your choices? 888-971-SAGE. David is in Beverly Hills. David, you're in the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
You are on, David. Fire when ready.
Okay. Alexa off. Larry?
Yes, sir.
Talking about the driver's licenses. They have also a special license with the bear on it. That it's an enhanced license, and I've been licensed for like 50 years in California. You can, if you have enough money in your pocket, depending on what office you go into, you'll get that license. They don't care where you're from. I'm not kidding you. It happens, and the point is there should be litigation against these companies. These people are not working. That are being thrown out of the country that killed the people, this guy from India, and also the guy from California that didn't even know how to read signs and talk, that killed a group of people, a car in Florida that that we forget about a couple of months ago. He couldn't even read the sign. How did he get that license in a DMV office in California? It's a scandal there. Larry, everyone is getting paid off.
It sure is. I did mention the one in Florida, though, just a few moments ago. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Coming up, Fetterman says, Holman, I don't understand how anybody has a problem with ICE doing their job. I'm going to explain to you the several ways Gavin Newsom has, quote, undermined democracy here in California. And California has spent the last 5 years $24 billion, B as in bodacious, taxpayer money to address homelessness. The problem has gotten worse. Where has the money gone? And Donald Trump wants to expand the White House ballroom, and people are going nuts. Don't go away.
Now hit me and it's a long, oh, honey, yeah, yeah. Oh, If you have an...
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Home to me. I don't care what the people say. 'Cause I'm gonna love you.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243.
The last thing we want to do is give a bad guy, the worst of the worst, a heads up that ICE is down the street. This is going to get an officer killed. You know, I go to bed every night, and I pray for every man and woman of ICE and Border Patrol to go home safe to their families. I buried too many ICE agents in my career and Border Patrol agents. This has to stop. So Pam Bonney's all over us. I know DOJ's all over this. We'll hold people accountable. This cannot happen. It's disgusting. I can't believe what's going on in this nation today. I wake up every morning in disbelief that people want to call the law enforcement officers the bad guys and the criminal public safety threats the victims. It's ridiculous. It's all upside down. But we're going to keep doing this job and keep President Trump's promise to American people to make this country safe again.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. James is in Covina, California. James, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Larry, I have a problem. Listen, you guys articulate the situation so well, what's going on, but here's my problem. Larry, what happened to Hunter Biden? I mean, he dropped off.
He got pardoned.
Is he going to be tough?
He got pardoned. His father pardoned him.
Yeah, okay. Is that going to happen with James Comey and Letitia James and all that other stuff?
I'm sorry, say again?
Is that going to happen with Letitia James and James Comey and all that stuff? I mean, I hope these guys are going to be some justice here.
Well, it was Biden who pardoned pardoned Hunter. Trump's not going to pardon Letitia James. Trump's not going to pardon James Comey. He's not going to pardon Brennan. Who's been under investigation. Hunter Biden got convicted of gun charges and tax charges. Those are federal. And the president had the power to pardon him, and he's done. So he's going to walk. Now, about the claim that Donald Trump is owed $230 million, he was asked this by a reporter, number 17.
Department to look into the federal investigations into you and look for compensation, and how much are you asking for?
Who's asking for what?
Are you asking the Justice Department to pay
who's
you compensation?
Whose compensation?
The federal investigations into you. Are you asking them to pay compensation, and how much?
Into me? I don't get any compensation. I do it for nothing. I gave up my salary. Into me?
No, it's going to be the Justice Department. Are you asking them to pay you compensation for the federal investigations that happened to you? And how much are you asking
for? Well, I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Probably, yes, it's true. That's very interesting. No, I get no salary. I gave up my salary. It's a good salary. Not as much as these guys make, but that's okay. It's a lot of money. And I don't, as you know, I didn't take it in the first 4 years. I've not taken it in these 4 years either. But as far as all of the litigation and everything that's been involved, yeah, they probably owe me a lot of money. But if I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House. And we're doing a great job at the White House. As you know, the ballroom is under construction. It's going to be, they've been trying to get it for 150 years, and it's really, I think it's going to be fantastic. But we'll see what happens. I mean, we have numerous cases having to do with the fraud of the election, the 2020 election, and because of everything that we found out, I guess they owe me a lot of money. But I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for really. I think it's got to be handled in a proper way. If it's not handled in a proper way, we don't want it to happen again. We can never let what happened in the 2020 election happen again. We just can't let that happen. And so, the way we go, I know Cash is working on it, everybody's working on it, and certainly Tulsi's working on it. We can't let that happen again to our country. Look at what's happened where you have millions of people being allowed to come into our country, all because of a crooked election, where they come from prisons, they come from jails, they come from mental institutions and insane asylums, they're drug dealers. The people that they've allowed to come into our country. We cleaned them out in Washington, D.C. We have a very safe capital right now. We have a capital that's as safe as it can be. But I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask the lawyers about that.
Now, he made what were called administrative claims in 2023 and 2024. Let me see. Who was president then? Wait a minute. That was Joe Biden. And he did not decline the administrative claims. Now, possibly that's because there was still a criminal investigation going on. But when you look at the amount of money the man has been spent in the last 10 years fighting federal charges, probably $230 million doesn't even begin to compare to how much money he spent. And these things are often negotiated. Now, the president is basically negotiating with himself, so one of the lawyers involved was his lead lawyer. He probably will recuse himself. So we'll find out what happens. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get ready, ready. Thrilling live entertainment featuring Two Shorts. Friday, October 31st, it's a Fright Fest at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets just $35 in advance, 40-day off. Upgrade to a VIP booth for $600, complete with cocktail service, spooky swag, and hosted bottle service. Hurry, booths are limited. Don't forget to dress to impress and enter the costume contest for cash prizes. For tickets and complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in and there.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Who was it? FDR? Taft, I think, added the Oval Office. FDR made additions. I mean, Truman put the ripped everything up to put a bowling alley in. FDR had added the swimming pool, I think. Barack Obama added a basketball court. President Trump's going to add the greatest improvement to the White House in the history of the building since since it was originally constructed in 1800. The ballroom is going to be glorious. It's going to be used for everybody. And by the way, hey, Democrats, if you win the White House back, you get to use it too. This is for the American people.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Democrats, if you win back the White House, why, you get to use it too. And here's what Speaker Johnson said about Donald Trump's administrative claims for $230 million in legal fees and punitive damages because of the lawfare against him. Number 33.
Well, the details about that, I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I know that he believes he's owed that reimbursement. What I heard yesterday was if he receives it, he was going to consider giving it to charity. I mean, he doesn't need those proceeds, but we're for the rule of law. We're for what is just and right, and it's just absurd that, I mean, as has been noted here several times this morning, they attack him for everything he does. It doesn't matter what it is.
And that's just the federal stuff. He spent tens of millions of dollars fighting the state and local things brought by Alvin Bragg and by Letitia James. Jerry is in Portland, Oregon. Jerry, you're on Larry Elder's show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry, for being so good as to have your show and do it so well. I really like what you do. I've listened to you for years. I'm going to keep listening to you. And I love Mr. Trump. I think he is fantastic. He's my hero. Keep up the good work. Say your prayers, take your vitamins, and live for a long, 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 long time.
Jerry.
And that's all I have to say.
Jerry, before you go, I want to get an update in your city. About Portland, about the federal troops that Donald Trump wants to put there, the National Guard. Has there been any change?
Not well. The government keeps blocking them. They keep fighting with them. They won't let him come in and really do what he needs to do. But they're here. They're going to do what they have to do to make a presence. But we don't have support from the government. Our governor is nuts.
I got you, Jerry. Jerry, thank you for calling. Speaking of Trump derangement syndrome, James Carville, number 25.
You know what we do with collaborators.
Right.
And I think as corporations, my fantasy dream is that this nightmare ends in 2029. And I think we ought to have radical thing. I think they all ought to have their heads shaven. They should be put in orange pajamas. And it should be marched down Pennsylvania Avenue, and the public should be invited to spit on them. The universities, the corporations, the law firms, all of these collaborators should be shaved, pajamaed, and spit on.
I guess the goodwill after the assassination of Charlie Kirk hasn't lasted that long, has it? Here is the governor of Illinois comparing Trump's crackdown on illegal aliens to how the Holocaust started. I kid you not. Number 29.
We have to save this country from what Donald Trump is doing to it, because no, I do not want this country to become like other authoritarian regimes. People have criticized me for talking about the Nazi regime. On the right, people have criticized me. It's the one I know most about because I helped to build a Holocaust museum, and I can tell you, sitting next to Holocaust survivors, that what they will say in this moment is, this is what happened. This is what happened. People's rights started getting taken away. People got accused of being immigrants. This is before the Holocaust really took place. People were accused of being immigrants, and then laws were passed to limit immigrants, and then people who weren't actually immigrants were called immigrants, and then it was othering people, and that led to a lot worse things. What I'm saying is that this is how authoritarian regimes do it.
What can you say? Here's what John Fetterman said, number 9.
No, I mean, it's heartbreaking. I mean, as a father with three children, if someone had done that to one of my children, it's just how devastating. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I will never understand why it's controversial to round up and deport all of the criminals here that are in our nation right now. And I'm proud to just agree that we need to secure our border. I don't know why these other kinds of things. And if they want to, you know, run me out of the party for these kind of views, I mean, that's really there. It's up to them. But I'm going to continue.
I know.
I
unbelievable. Rob is in Orland, Pennsylvania. Rob, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just was curious as to, ever since years ago when Barack Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner called out Donald Trump saying he was going to, I don't know if you remember that skit where he showed the picture of the White House with the big Trump sign on it. I wonder what he's thinking right now with the ballroom being built.
Ballroom being built without a dime of taxpayer money. You mentioned Mr. Obama. This is a man who says he does not believe that politicians should choose their voters. Number 20.
I am going to be very brief. As Gavin mentioned, a lot of us do not believe that politicians should choose their voters. They believe the voters should choose who's going to represent them. That's the meaning of democracy. That's the foundation of our self-governance. The problem that we are seeing right now is that our current president and his administration is explicitly saying that we want to change the rules of the game midstream in order to insulate ourselves from the people's judgment. They want to change around the maps, not the way it's always been done every 10 years after a census. They want to do it before any election in which they're worried they might lose. They want to tinker around with it to see if they can give themselves an advantage.
We come back, I'll explain why that is just unbelievable, unbelievable hypocrisy. Meet Bob.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD. Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets. And why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Back to the sage, Larry Elder.
Now, hey, Larry, my name is Ray. You know, we got a bit of a problem with this shutdown right now. If that goes on, Congress people can get $174,000 to $194,000 a year. I'm lucky I ever made $40,000 a year. I don't think I ever did. I think some of these dim voters need to be taking a look at that stuff. I get $1,100 some dollars. Deposited for my Social Security a month, and I'll give that to any GI family that needs it. Thank you.
Thank you. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Coming up, Obama says that the Republicans want to choose their voters, and the politicians should not choose their voters, says a man whose career was built on redesigning his district, so he chose the voters. I'll explain that later on in the program. Also, California spent $24 billion in the last 5 years to address homelessness, and homelessness has gotten worse. What happened to the money? I'm going to explain how Gavin Newsom has undermined democracy and thumbed his nose at the will of the voters here in California. And Karine Jean-Pierre still insists that she never saw any mental decline in Joe Biden. What else is she supposed to say? Yeah, I saw it all the time, and I went out and I lied to the American people. Now, buy my book. I'm not telling the truth in my book, though. Bob is in Pittsburgh. Bob, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello.
Hello, Bob. You're on.
Okay. I just wanted to define Nazi because I heard a previous caller talking about it, and they're always calling Donald Trump a Nazi. And I just feel that that word is actually National Socialist German Workers' Party. Now, since when has Donald Trump ever been a socialist? That's number one, okay? That's number one.
That's number one. Okay.
He loves all people, including Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, what does that... When they call people Nazis, they really sound like they're talking about themselves. They're the socialists. They're the ones that are with all the anti-Jewish parades and everything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, Bob did.
Because I know they listen to your show.
Bob, did Adolf Hitler have a son-in-law who was a Jew? And did he have a daughter who converted to Judaism? Of course, Adolf Hitler had no children, but you understand the point. Kamala Harris was asked whether or not Donald Trump is a fascist. Remember that? Number 10.
You've quoted General Milley calling Donald Trump a fascist. You yourself have not used that word to describe him. Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
And then
I do.
And then there's Joe Biden, number 11.
What we're seeing now is either the beginning or the death knell of an extreme MAGA philosophy. It's not just Trump. The entire philosophy that underpins the I'm going to say something, it's like semi-fascism.
888-971-SAGE. If the shutdown has affected you, give me a call. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
If you have an IR...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.